Tableau 14-3. Better days are here again. December 1934. Setting. The kitchen of a small family home. Mom is sitting at the table, having a drink. Dad is pointing to his check. The son is standing behind Dad with his hand on his shoulder admiringly. There is a radio in the background. Password 12. We see our family having a tremendous day. Dad is relishing in the feeling of bringing home his first paycheck in a long, long time. He has finally landed a job, a fortunate job with the Works Progress Administration, taking photos of historic buildings for a government publication. His photographic studio experience seems to have paid off. No more rent collections for him. No more hanging around the railroad shops waiting for a day labor position, along with all that riffraff and hobos. He is happier than he has been in years. He has bought a bottle of wine on the way home from work tonight to celebrate. Prohibition is repealed, and he has a solid, good-paying job, employed finally with the WPA. Thank God for Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was even whistling a tune as he came through the door. Happy days are here again. He's looking forward to a wonderful evening with his family, and he feels proud, useful, manly, and worthy. Junior is delighted. His dad's luck has changed his own plans. For some time now, Junior has been listening to his friends and schoolmates talk about the Civilian Conservation Corps. Many had already gone to work in the CCC camps. He's 16 and now is old enough to go. His plans were to leave after graduation in May. He has wanted to help the family during the hard times, but he had never been away from home before. His parents have sheltered him. He's had shoes to wear to school when his friends didn't. He's had birthday and Christmas gifts when his friends didn't. He even had a coat and sweater to wear when the weather got cool, while many of his friends did not. He had wanted to go to a CCC camp a year ago, but Mom insisted that he graduate before any such decisions. But now, with Dad's new job, Junior might avoid the grueling outside work and regimented life in the camps of the CCC. Maybe even photography trade school in New York is in his future. Yes, sirree, happy days are here again. Mom sips and savors the sweet aroma of the wine, remembering other times. She remembers Granddad's reassuring her about the depression with the prophetical words of, "This too shall pass." Although he passed on more than a year ago, her small inheritance had kept the family in the black. But the money ran out just last month, and she had feared how they would make ends meet in the spring. But the president's new deal seems to have succeeded. Farmers on the outskirts of town are being paid by the AAA now to allow their fields to remain fallow. The farmers are now spending that money in the stores, and the economy is on the upswing. The railroad is hiring again. Many of the Negro hobos seem to have left town. She had pitied them. Many had been sharecroppers only a few years ago. Now they are vagrants, unemployed, miscreants. Many of them are angry, frustrated men. Some of them are running from the law. They did not qualify for the government farm checks, and most have moved on. Only those willing to work remain. In Mom's eyes, it's good, for Junior has spent more and more time recently down by the tracks. She does want good role models for her son. She is on the verge of crying right now, but the tears would not be of sorrow, but tears of joy. Yes, better days are here again.